Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and here we go. With investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, fellas?
Lee, I leave it to you, sir. Off we go.
Last week, I got a copy of the Use of Force Interim Training for Private Concealed Carry. This is a citizen concealed carry. This is from New Jersey. It was issued by the superintendent of New Jersey State Police and their state's attorney general.
That's gotta be good.
This contains a 50-round qualification course that every concealed carry applicant must pass if you want to carry a concealed firearm in the state of New Jersey. And I've been dying. I've never had a story blow up like this before. This thing went nuclear, or as George Bush would say, nuclear. I mean, it just went everywhere. And I've been dying to run this stuff by Bob because this is, in my take, this is like 1995 police qualification course. And it's state-of-the-art for 1990, probably. Before we begin, the one thing that I said in the story that I think is really true is, you know, it's easy to get lost in the minutiae on this thing and say, oh, you know, let's look at the kneeling and the prone and all that crap. But this whole thing is unconstitutional. You cannot test someone's constitutional rights. I mean, it's like, remember down south in the, well, nobody remembers it, but in the 40s and 50s, they had a literacy test for folks of color. They had to come in and pass before they could vote. Keep that in mind because you're going to be seeing that analogy in an upcoming story. This is flat ass wrong. You can require training, kind of. The attorneys that I know said some of these shall issue states kind of can require training, but you cannot require anybody to pass a test for a constitutional right. Anyway, enough backstory. They call it the John Wick concealed carry test. And I know, so I thought I'd ask our own real John Wick, because some of the things they're testing are just stupid. Bob, what do you think of testing and having students shoot from the kneeling position?
In a class, I think it's a waste of time if you don't have the fundamentals dialed in. All right. I've said it before, I'm probably on the show. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that in training, but that's after you have everything else dialed in. Because the chance you happen to shoot from that position and actually see what you're looking at, probably never going to happen. But if it does happen and you've never trained on it, but you've trained on the fundamentals, like the standing static, and you are, you know, phenomenal at that, I guarantee you'll be able to make shots from the prone position or the kneeling position or the sitting position or from your back. So, but most people want to do that when you're talking training wise and on the range, they want to do all that stuff before all the other stuff because that's what they see in videos.
Well, let me ask you this. Other than your range where I could shoot from the headstand position, if I'm safe, are you aware of any other ranges, specifically indoor ranges, that will allow you to shoot from a kneeling position? Because I'm not. I knew one that did it, but then, like I put in the story, the dude, one of the customers, put the target too close, and the shooter put five rounds in the ceiling.
No, I don't know of any that would allow that position in the range, unless you're renting the whole range out.
Right.
Which, you know, you can do that for classes and that, and had a whole indoor range. Or they would let me do stuff like that. Not that I do that in my classes, but, no, like on a, going to a public range and do that? No, there's no way that they allow you to do that.
Okay, next topic. What is the longest you would take a handgun shot at? What is the max distance you would shoot?
Well, it's a three answer and situation dependent. But hostage rescue, no fail shot. When I was operational, it was probably around 15 yards in.
Okay.
And that's testing. Yeah.
I'm people from 25 yards. Any basis in reality?
I mean, you can what if situations all day long.
Right.
There's always a chance you have to make that shot. Is that a high percentage shot, if you decide to make that? Especially if it's hot to rescue or if there's somebody behind the target or around the target. It's not an easy shot. Even for, when I was operational, I was at the top of my game. For certain situations, hostage rescue, no fail, 15 yards in. And that, a lot of things go into that, which people look right here that and they're like, what do you mean? You could only be 15 yard shots. That's 15 yards moving and shooting, basically headshot, hostage rescue, and 100% guarantee I'm making that shot every single time. So it's a no fail. Absolutely.
Right.
So yeah, I can make 25, 30 yards, 50 yard shots with pistol. Am I going to do that if there's a chance of me, missing and I'm moving and shooting? You know, if I'm static and I have support, I might make a 50 yard pistol shot. But, so a lot of things go into that. Am I out in the desert where I know for a fact that if I miss, a round's not going to impact or hit a friendly? Well then, yeah, I might try to make a 34 yard, 50 yard shot. So a lot of things go into that, but like in my training, besides the 500 egger that I have the guys shoot, I don't ever shoot anything out to 25 yards with pistol.
Yeah, and that 500 aggregate is, first of all, I hate you for that drill. Second of all, that's just a good measuring stick for shooting.
It's a great, and I really, the biggest thing in my classes is, it's supposed to be an eye opener. It's supposed to make people that have only shot at 5 yards or 10 yards and never pushed back, and they think that, and they're shooting at big targets, and they think that they're dialed in, and then you push them back to 25 yards on a bullseye target, where they have to be accurate. And I usually say 7 yards and in, seven ringing in is where you want to be. It's an eye opener. People are like, holy crap, I am not as good as I used to be. I might, because out of 50 rounds, if 5 of those rounds or 10 of those rounds are missing the paper or not being inside the 7 ringing in, those are misses. So yeah. That's a real life situation where those rounds are going. And that happens a lot to them. I use it as an eye opener just so people can know how hard it is to shoot from that distance and to hopefully have them second guess themselves making a shot that distance. And it's also, a good thing, like at 25 yards of a pistol, if you're not getting everything inside the black or 7 ring, 8 ring or 9 ring in ring, it's an easy way to self-assess yourself. You're not doing something right. Cause at 7 yards, you can get away with tugging the trigger to the right just a little bit. And it's still going to hit black. But then if you do that at 25 yards, it's going to be missing paper. So out the distance is not bad to shoot. Shoot every once in a while because it is a good, easy way to self-assess yourself.
I would say this. If you're a civilian carrier and you're in New Jersey and you shoot somebody at 25 yards, odds are 50-50 you're going to be charged with murder.
You guys hang on for me. Hang on for me real quick. We're coming up on the break and we'll get back to it. Bob is the chief and only guy at Gamut Resolutions. Lee is an investigative reporter at the gunwriter.substack.com, at Armed American News, and at the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is the latest version of Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And where are we going now, Lee?
I want to talk about point shoulder, because throughout this thing, they're telling these applicants or these to fire from the point shoulder position, which is ancient. Bob, I wonder if you even know what that is.
I know. I don't. I mean, I was wondering if that's why Bill was laughing.
It's an old target shooting stance, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're sticking it out, and you're trying to line your shoulder up with your hand, and your hand up with the target, and your eyes up with the sights. And I saw that in a Ben Gazzara movie one time.
You're right-handed, so your right arm is out and straight, right?
Yeah.
And your left hand is kind of bent, and you're pulling back with your left hand and pushing with forward with your right hand. But to do that successfully, you have to blade yourself toward the target with your weak side. So your weak side is kind of facing the target, and there's this nice gap in most police vests where the bad guy could put a round right through the gap and right into your body, which is why guys don't use it anymore. That and laterally tracking targets from left to right is nearly impossible with that. Now, I talked to Dave Workman, who we know. Dave's the editor at the Second Amendment Foundation. And I think, you know, Dave helped Samuel Colt design the Colt Walker at some point, because he's been around for a while.
Right.
And he said, yeah, some target shooters will use that stance. But I would have bet bottom dollar that Bob has never even heard of that.
No,
I was
never.
I was originally trained on that as a policeman back in the day. And it is so uncomfortable, you have no idea.
So it is like body canted to the target. So it's kind of like the Weaver stance?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a one-hand grip, though, Bob. It was designed with revolvers in mind.
Gotcha. So your left hand is actually on your forearm?
No, your left hand is on the gun. It's a two-hand grip. Your right arm is straight, and your left arm is kind of bent.
I'm in my office right now trying to do this. They're making them do that?
Yes,
when you take the test to get your concealed carry, you have to do that grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in your office and you're doing it, now try and move to the right like a target came in from your right. It's nearly impossible.
Yeah. Well, that is the reason why I use the accessory stance for bolt rifle and pistol.
Right.
Like, me getting shot in the plate is cool. Like, that's an added bonus, but that is not the reason why I use the accessory stance. Like, everyone, like you were saying, law enforcement and military are taught to get square to the target just so they get shot in the plate. I do it for situation awareness and for driving my gun faster, you know, a better range of motion without ever having to move my body if the target is moving left or right.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is. And also, they're required to transition. To draw with your strong hand and then transition to the offhand and shoot one-handed. Now, I defy any of you. I've seen a lot of defensive gun uses. I've never seen one where the civilian had their right hand, their strong hand, somehow shot up or unable to use it, and they had to transition.
Yeah, well, and then that's kind of... Because you said that was timed as well?
Yeah. So you got to draw, switch over, and shoot. Now, if you really want to do it, draw with your weak hand. At least that injects some type of realism in it.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. Like, if it's time, they're coming out strong, and they're pretending that's a shot, then it makes no sense at all.
No, it's just like another thing they're testing is, it's illegal in New Jersey to open carry. Civilians have to carry concealed. Yet this whole course is designed to be fired from a law enforcement type holster, an open carry holster. Makes no sense. What do you think of the 1 yard line from the holster, 2 rounds in 2 seconds? That right there should tell you that's pretty old type stuff.
1 yard.
1 yard line, 2 rounds from the holster in 2 seconds.
Well, man, you're going to get a lot of people doing point shooting.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's kind of where I'm.
When you graduate, Bob, you have to pick up a burning urn with both of your forearms. And have a,
yeah.
You have a dragon and a tiger burned into your forearms, and you're marked as a
I know that
New
show.
Jersey
I know that
Shaolin show. Monk for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, just on the whole, what we were talking about, them doing that, absolutely, there can't be, like, a standard that you have to do because of the Second Amendment, to be able to
kill
a gun.
Exactly.
I mean, you just can't go down that road, but it's one of those things, it kind of does suck to hear, like, because everyone should be trainable. And that's where it's kind of a hard one. Like, you can't say that you have to do that because that is your right to own a gun and carry a gun. But, at the same time, like, I don't agree with them at all, but it is hard to, like, for people just to grab a gun concealed and never go to the range, it is kind of scary,
So I couldn't agree more. I would love to see everybody who carries concealed be able to pass this test and get the 80% score.
It's cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, have it as a goal.
Yeah,
you can't have it as a mandate.
No, heck no. That's just unreal when you call that.
So let me see. I think the Second Amendment Foundation has 53 active lawsuits nationally. I know somebody might be talking to New Jersey about.
I hope so.
Getting rid of this. This is stupid. And like we said earlier, it's unconstitutional as hell.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel bad for those people there. I mean, it's even worse than New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could get into such a deep conversation about those people in New Jersey and New York. We could get into such a deep conversation about that.
We got some good questions this week.
Well, before you start the questions, we're rolling in. Listen. It's rodeo. It's radio. It's radio. There.
I know,
Bob.
I'm just kidding.
We got to pay the bills and everything. And I'm trying to get you to. I'm trying to help. So like Bob Keller, who is also a media critic.
And a point shoulder expert.
Point shoulder expert and Shaolin monk. He knows how to train you at gamutresolutions.com. You can find Lee's work at armedamericannews.com, saf.org, and thegunwriter.substack.com. This is Think Aim Fire. Going through the stuff as we do between Lee and Bob and with my very helpful interjections from here and there, from time. Time.
That's right.
You're about to get into the question and answer part of the show, which is always the funnest part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Authorities in Hawaii say 92% of the search is complete after the Maui wildfire. The official number of those missing is 1,054, while 115 people died. DNA from family members is being used to identify confirmed victims. The heat is on for much of the southern and central United States as they could see record high temperatures as once again a heat dome blankets the region. The National Weather Service says heat alerts have been issued from New Orleans to Minneapolis, affecting 22 states and around 130 million people. Forecasters warn temperatures could reach over 100 degrees as far north as Minnesota and across the south from Texas to Florida, and high humidity could bring the heat index up to 120 degrees in some places. Tim Berg, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are doing this week's episode of, or the latest episode of Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Now we're into the Q&A for Mr. Keller. So you go ahead, Lee. Let's start hearing the queries.
Anonymous asks, which way are the rifle bullets pointing on the mags on your plate carrier? Had a bit of a discussion at the range today.
Well, mine, if it's on my plate carrier, the bullet is facing my left side.
Mine too. Mine too. Well, if I show up at your class and I got them facing to the right, are you going to jack me up?
Nope. But I will suggest for at least a couple reloads to try it from the left.
Yeah.
Right. Because some people just don't know. You know, I mean, and it's funny, which, you know, I kind of took this for granted when I first started doing it. Like, people don't even, they don't even pay attention to where they're putting the magazines every time they go back to their pouch. Like, sometimes they have it left, sometimes they have it right, sometimes they have a bullet facing forward, sometimes they have it facing back. Ooh. So that is one of those things that you need to pay attention to, like, find the way that you like to have your magazines in your kit, and then always, even if you're just setting your kit up at the house, make sure that those magazines are in the same way. But yeah, so I always suggest when I see someone doing, like when I go, like pistol, my bolts are towards the target, rifle, they're away from the target. When they're in a pouch, and when they're in the kit, my rifle magazines are there, my rifle rounds are facing my left. So I'll suggest do it one or two times, like the way that I do it, and then if they don't like it, go back to what's comfortable for you.
Shooter choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Anonymous, I have a question about what one instructor is calling car CQB. Do you recommend fighting from inside the vehicle or getting out ASAP?
Okay. So they're like, he's calling the class car CCD.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's going to be situation dependent too. Is there a vehicle deadline? Do you have another vehicle coming behind you to push you out of the, you know, out of the situation? Who's with you? What side you're in? So you could talk about that for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And that's that whole what if thing. In most cases, I do agree with, like, most people call it what, the kill zone or get off the X. So get out of the vehicle, get away from the vehicle, get to a piece of cover. That I agree with that. If there is cover, and you don't have like a primary that is in the car with you, but like there's just so much that goes into it. Like if there's no cover and your vehicle is your cover, why would you get off the X? At least it's something. So. Yeah, you could go down that rabbit hole and talk for 4 hours on the what if on vehicle tactics. Cause it really is. It is a what if situation. Is there cover outside the vehicle? Do you have other vehicles with you? That's a huge discussion.
Couldn't I just tap on the gas and run them over?
That's why I said if the vehicle's not deadline, like why are you getting out of the vehicle?
Yeah, I'd be trying to move on that one.
There's so many different situations that can go into vehicle stuff. So
Barry asks, I know Lee used to be an AK guy until Bob corrupted him. So I've got an AK question. Can you recommend a Kydex mag carrier, single or double? I can't find one that really works. Yeah, I was kind of looking at that before Bob put that signature rifle in my hands. The problem with AK mags, Barry, is they're all different. You've got Waffle, you've got Steel, you've got 900 different types of countries made them. So find the mags you want to carry and then go to somebody and have them custom made for that mag. That's the only way you're going to get it done, and that's the only way it'll be tight and it won't wobble or shake or rattle. Because every mag's different. I recommend Steel mags because I've actually had a couple of plastic ones explode in my safe, which was kind of weird. Yeah. Bulgarian one just blew up. 30 rounds of AK in a spring right in the middle of the night. I did not know what the hell was going on. Anonymous. Oh, this is one of the best questions we've had in a while. What does Bob think of using the military to go after the drug cartels?
I think we talked about. Well, I might have talked about that on another podcast. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take military tactics because they're using military tactics.
Yeah, it would be. If I was still operational, you'd be chopping up the bit to do that. If you actually want to do something over there, because you're talking overseas, right? Like, start actually preventing it from coming here.
Right, Mexico.
Yeah, I would say yeah, but they're on this side of the border too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, but at least overseas, outside the country, I would think it'd be easier to get that done. You kind of have to be at that point if you actually wanted to do anything about it. So I would be for it. I'd be pushing it for sure.
Yeah, I would keep it like your guys, and I don't think we need mechanized units heading south.
You roll in heavy like that?
Yeah. They think to fold the gap.
That would be pretty funny. That would work.
Yeah, and you got the perfect. I bet you to a man, your old unit would just be like, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. At least the operators.
Yeah. Well, DeSantis has said, and I think Vivek has said too, that they would use the military to go after these drug cartels. Which brings us to our next question, which took me a bit of research. Lori P., which Republican candidate has the best track record on gun rights?
That's a good one for you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go through it real quick. Ron DeSantis, my governor, he signed the unlicensed carry bill, but he promised to sign a constitutional carry bill. We don't have open carry, so it's not pure constitutional. Keep in mind, he also banned concealed carry at an election speech he gave at a public park. This Vivek Ramaswamy never held public office, no track record.
He did take money from Soros or early on in his education.
Yeah. In an interview, he said the Second Amendment is the last line of defense, but, you know, dudes can say anything in interviews.
Sure.
Mike Pence has an A rating from the NRA.
Oh.
As a vice president, governor of Indiana, and former representative, and he's incredibly pro-gun. He wants allowing guns in school parking lots. He wants to increase gun ownership. He says that Second Amendment guarantees a fundamental individual right. He voted yes to protect gun manufacturers, voted yes to stop those bogus, I almost said a bad word, those bogus lawsuits. And, he's got a hell of a good, voting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was vice president, governor of Indiana, and former rep. Incredibly pro-gun. But not the best.
No. Nikki Haley, no good. Tim Scott, no good. I'm from South Carolina.
Tim Scott.
He's too nice.
Yeah, I know.
He's too nice.
Yeah, he supported the bipartisan gun background check.
Yeah.
He actually sponsored it, didn't he?
Something like that. I don't remember. We're coming up on the next break. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to old Tim in just a second. This is Think Aim Fire, and we're taking questions right now, or Bob is taking questions. We're trying to answer questions. And you can find Bob at gamutresolutions.com. You can find Lee at armedamericannews.com, thegunwriter.substack.com, and at saf.org. When we get it lined up right, you find these guys here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. We're doing the question and answer part of Think, Aim, Fire. We were just being asked, the question was, who do we like best for on the Republican side for president as far as gun rights are concerned? Lee, do you actually see any of these guys that are unblemished in any way?
Yes, and we're saving the best for last.
Okay.
We got Chris Christie, supported a whole bunch of gun control. He said that they should ban 50 caliber weapons because, quote, there's no need for those weapons to be sold to the general public.
Jeez.
I know, yeah. Right? Asa Hutchinson, another anti-gunner, he vetoed a bill that would have prohibited local police from enforcing federal gun laws. So, and I saved the best for last. I know you guys don't know who it is. Former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who will be on the stage tonight.
Oh.
Signed a bill making North Dakota a Second Amendment sanctuary state. He signed bills giving North Dakotans the Stand Your Ground law. He protected North Dakotans' access to firearms and ammunition businesses. He expanded constitutional carry in North Dakota, expanded hunting rights in North Dakota. He prohibits state agencies from enforcing federal gun laws that infringe on the Second Amendment. This is something. He signed a bill that allows local firemen and EMS entities to go armed so they can have an armed response for defensive purposes only.
Yep.
And he has signed laws protecting firearm and ammunition manufacturers from a lawsuit for damages caused by a third party.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, right next to Minnesota where they just kind of went the opposite way.
Yeah. No kidding.
I mean, I don't know when's the last time you were home, brother, but don't bring your gun.
It's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
So without a doubt, Doug Burgum, who will be on the stage tonight, has the best track record on guns. By far. Yeah.
Good research on that, fairly.
Thank you, brother.
I didn't even know he was going to be up there.
Yeah, I just saw that.
I didn't know he qualified. He must have signed a pledge. That's all you had to do was sign the pledge. If you sign the pledge, you can be on the debate stage. I almost signed the pledge.
You gotta have the money too.
I knew there was a reason I wasn't on the stage.
What they're going on percentage wise?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of factors.
Yeah.
We got two versions of this story. Of this question, both of them are pretty similar. Do you think Joe Biden and the ATF are trying to start a civil war?
They'd be dumb if they are.
Yeah, well, I think they already have. I think the civil war has already begun, but they're using lawfare. They're not firing on Fort Sumter. They're coming after us legally.
They've been Democrats have been doing that for the last 30 years.
Yep. I think
they're chipping away at it.
I mean, I just spoke to Russell Fincher, who was the tabletop on kitchen table gun dealer in Oklahoma that they hit with a SWAT team. They sent 15 SWATies to his house, cuffed him in front of his kid, screamed at him until he surrendered his license. He just got a forfeiture letter yesterday from the ATF. Remember, they took 52 of his guns, including a beautiful Polytech AK. They're offering to pay him $10 per gun.
Oh, man. That's unreal. It's unreal, right?
It is.
There's a lot of things in play right now. The C-40 thing is in play right now. You know about that, Lee?
No, I do not.
So there's 14 American cities that have signed on to it. There's nearly 100 cities worldwide. This is where by 2030, their goal in their city is to have zero dairy consumed, zero meat consumed, no cars. You'll be able to buy between 3 and 8 pieces of clothing a year.
Come on.
You will be able to take a flight 932 miles away and 932 miles back once every 3 years.
This
particular organization is funded by Bloomberg.
Wow.
So I don't really see how that's going to work out because, you know, if my mayor were to sign this, we're going to his house tonight. We're going to have us a little, you know, going to go back and practice the dark arts.
I don't know why you guys are making fun of it. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, totally. And I could probably deal with the clothes thing. Three pieces of clothes every year. I'm trying to get away with that one.
Yeah, but you can't do no more bullets. That goes along. I mean, you're not going to get out. They're not going to take everything away and say, oh, your guns, you can keep those. Sure, that's fine.
that's silly.
So what kind of trends you notice about ammo? How's ammo doing?
What do you mean?
Price-wise.
Wow, I still don't know, because I haven't been researching that, because I haven't been buying any. But from what I don't know what we talked about last time. From what I hear from students, about the same as what I talked about last time. It's definitely coming down, but it's not where it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I mean, you'd probably know, or Bill would probably know, the pricing better than
I. It's coming down pretty good. I saw a case of 5.56 the other day for right at $400 a case, which is, that's still high from what it used to be, but 9mm, I'm seeing 9mm in the $200 ranges.
5 years ago, it laughed at $400 ARA.
Oh, absolutely. But if it's at 200 for 1,000 with pistol, that's almost there.
Yeah.
And I think if I can remember, I think I used to, whenever it was like 18 cents a round and it was free shipping for pistol, I would stockpile on it. So if it's at 20, that's decent.
Yeah.
We had one thing on the, go bags, and emergency bailout bags because of California. That's like Bob was saying earlier, that's a long discussion what you need in your bug out bag. But given what happened, you know, in Maui and in California, I don't care where you live, you need a good bug out bag. I've written about it. I know there's a lot of stories out there. It reinforces, they reinforce the need for a good one.
I guess after what happened in Maui, you probably need to think about waterproofing some of the stuff in your bag because some of these people had to go in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's close to a natural disaster. But, you know, 10 miles away, now you're back to having grocery stores.
Yeah,
yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, the big thing, like for something like that, or even a hurricane or natural disaster where statewide or just citywide, you know, as long as you're getting out and you have money, you know, like you can get out of the situation, you're always going to have, you're always going to be able to go to a Walmart or a super, you know, or a grocery store or something somewhere else. I mean, the blowout bag, like a true blowout, what I would say a true blowout bag would be, you know, is for...
More like a get-clear bag?
Well, yes, for like situations like the last two that you were talking about.
Right.
Like a true blowout bag and like having a plan and having the car set up would be if, you know, all hell broke loose in America and, you know, you did have to go to the woods for 6 weeks or a year, you know, whatever. You know, I just like getting out of a situation fast, you really need to have a big blowout bag. Besides, like, I would say the biggest thing would be have a good med bag that you pick immediately when you're leaving. So if something happens on your way out of that situation, you know, you can treat yourself and you're clear. I don't know, does that make sense?
It does.
A blowout bag that we would, like what we would call overseas, does have a lot of stuff, you know, that's going to put us in it. Because we might be out somewhere for weeks at a time and not be able to get picked up or have some place that we can go.
Right.
But, you know, if it's just a town or a city that's having that natural disaster, as long as you can get out of there fast and go somewhere else, you're going to be fine.
So what we need is we need to program the Walmart location and the GPS. We're running out of time, guys. We have run out of time. Thank you once again for joining me today. I always enjoy this segment. I could do this more than once a week. Find Bob Keller and his excellent training. His excellent training at Gamut Resolutions. Go schedule a class and become an operator. Find Lee Williams. He's everywhere. He's at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is at armedamericannews.com and he's at saf.org. Guys, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Take care.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.